Today is January 10th. Before we begin reading, let's pray. Father God, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. Lord, teach us about you. Help us see you in new ways, and teach us something new that we can apply to our lives and obey today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, we are reading from Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly." Jesus said to him, "Shall I come and heal him?" The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed, and said to those following, "Truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west, and will take their places at the feast of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside, into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, let it be done just as you believed it would." And his servant was healed at that moment. When Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was written through the prophet Isaiah, "He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases." Alright, today we are looking at the story of three miracles. One of them, the miracle of the man being healed of leprosy. Leprosy was a skin disease. It was very, very contagious, and it could be very bad. And so this man had a disease which separated him from most people. But Jesus wasn't afraid of him. For most, this man would have been an outcast. No one would have gone near him or touched him. He actually had to walk through the streets and yell, "Unclean, unclean," because he was so contagious, other people could catch the disease, that they did not want anyone getting near him. But Jesus reached out and touched him, and he became clean. The second is the story of the centurion. Now, a centurion would be a Roman military officer. He was in charge of 100 men, and so he was an important Roman officer in the army. So when he talks about having soldiers under him, he understands authority. And he has faith that is in many ways greater than many of the Jewish people. He has seen what Jesus can do, and he knows that Jesus does not have to be present for his word and authority to be carried out. And so without even going to the man's house, Jesus is able to heal this man's servant. We also should have faith like that. Another part of this story that I find interesting is Jesus talks about how many from the east and the west will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What he's really talking about, he's talking to the Jews. Now, at the time, the Jews thought, oh, we are special. We are the only ones that God cares about. But Jesus is teaching them that God doesn't care only about the Jewish people. Christianity is not a Jewish religion. Instead, it is a global religion. It is not simply Western. It may have started here with Jesus in Jerusalem, in Israel. But it's really God is the creator of the universe, of the entire world. He is the creator of all people. And so Jesus is saying that all people are welcome, not just the Jews, but the Romans, but those from all countries. And so this is an exciting thing. And so Jesus is saying that many people from the east and the west will come and be part of the kingdom of heaven. Then it talks more about him healing many people, including Peter's mother-in-law. And throughout all of these stories, there's a common theme of Jesus healing. Jesus is the great healer. He does still heal and do miracles today. He doesn't always heal when we ask him to. But here he was healing in many ways to give a sign to the people that he was who he said he was. And so, unfortunately, we cannot just pray and always be healed. Sometimes God has different plans for us. But I do believe that God does still heal people today, whether it is of physical problems or of spiritual problems, that Jesus is the great healer. He touches our lives and heals our sick and diseased soul and brings us into the kingdom of God. And that is a wonderful thing. We cannot heal our soul from sin. Only Jesus can. We cannot bring ourselves back to life. Only Jesus can. And so, today, come before him. Ask him to give you a clean and a new soul, to touch you and give you a strong heart, a strong soul, and to heal your soul from the disease of sin. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would increase our faith. Lord, give us a faith like the centurion, that we trust that what you say will happen, and we don't doubt. Lord, I pray that you would just touch and heal our souls today. Lord, give us a new heart. Take away all of the diseases that are in our souls, that keep us from you, that pull us away from you, and give us a heart like yours. We just pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.